and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog where I review all types of novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another book review today. So I'm just gonna go right into my review. I don't really have anything to announce, which is new for me. But today I will be talking about Hyde by Kirsten White. A huge thank you to NetGalley and Del Rey for providing me with a copy of this novel in exchange for an honest review. There are some content warnings for this novel, and as always, please educate yourself on the content warnings for this book before reading, as I may have missed some in my review. Some I did notice included child abuse, suicide, murder, murder of a child, attempted murder, and gore. Everything from characters, writing, setting, plot, and memorability for me were 5 out of 5 stars. So overall, Hyde by Kirsten White was 5 out of 5 stars. A brilliantly written horror novel that kept me interested from start to finish, Hyde exhibits a broad and unique cast of characters, each trying their best to survive the horrifying circumstances they unknowingly introduce themselves to. Hyde was published by Del Rey on May 24th, 2022. As far as I'm aware, it is not a part of a series, but it is 256 pages long and is tagged as an adult mystery thriller, fantasy, suspense, horror, and paranormal novel, obviously fiction. The book's description from Goodreads, as always: a high-stakes hide-and-seek competition turns deadly in the stark thriller from New York Times best-selling author Kirsten White. The challenge? Spend a week hiding in an abandoned amusement park and don't get caught. The prize? Enough money to change everything. Even though everyone is desperate to win, to seize their dream futures or escape their haunting past, Mac feels sure that she can beat her competitors. All she has to do is hide, and she's an expert at that. It's the reason she's alive and her family isn't. But as the people around her begin disappearing one by one, Mac realizes this competition is more sinister than even she imagined, and that together might be the only way to survive. 14 competitors, 7 days, everywhere to hide, but nowhere to run. Come out, wherever you are. Guys, I'm gonna say this right now. Even as a kid, I wasn't a huge fan of hide and seek. I mean, I would play it, you know, but especially after reading this novel, never will I ever play hide and seek again. If I have kids, too bad, they can play hide and seek with someone else, but not me. Never me. Because this book, you guys, is so, I can't even say it's scary, because I was sitting in bed reading this, and if it was too scary, I wouldn't do this, but it was bone-chilling, if that makes sense. Also, if you hear Poppy in her cage, just ignore her. She loves the rabbits and the squirrels that run around our house, and she's going crazy. She'll run from the front door to the back door when a rabbit goes around the side. Because apparently there is no side to the house, because she can't see through the windows because they're too high on the side of the house. So, object permanence. But I didn't even know where to begin with reviewing this novel on my blog, because it has been so long since I was so involved in a book that I was sad to see it end. And it's been even longer since I have read a breathtaking yet horrifying book. I mean, Hyde is truly excellent, and it's such a distinctive book. One that I'm sure that will stick with me for the near future, because let me tell you, there's so many things in this book. So many little aha moments. You know, like, last review, obviously, I talked about how I love those little aha moments, right? And this had so many. The puzzle that Kirsten White wrote into this book is so good when it all comes together. Now, Poppy isn't in her cage. She is giving herself a manicure, right next to me. So, ignore that. So inconsiderate, Poppy. What the heck? I'm trying to record. Okay. But I had hardly any issues with Hyde, and I flew through the book at an amazing speed for me anyway, especially with how hard it has been for me to read recently. I was very surprised with how fast I was able to get through this book. The plot was fast moving, but it was also filled with mystery and terror. I spent the novel wondering about the new discoveries being made and trying to see how they could fit into that little puzzle, right? But the way Kirsten White wrote it is you think you know, but you really don't, which I loved. But the characters are kind of, because there's, in this maze, right, there's 14 characters. Not all of them are around for very long. Not all of them you like. I'll tell you about one that I really hated, man. But all of them have their own point of view, right? It switches between. It usually focuses on the same four. Mac, Ava, Brandon, and LeGrand. I hope I'm saying LeGrand's name right. Because love him, little sweetheart. But the way that Kirsten White uses the switching of point of views to show little pieces of this huge puzzle she's constructed is just brilliant to me. And I loved it. And Hyde, for me at least, was very reminiscent of The Hunger Games and Winterset Hollow. I reviewed Winterset Hollow in here. Still haven't reviewed The Hunger Games on the podcast, at least. But they're very similar in the way that they're all games about survival, right? Obviously, Hunger Games is very different from this book. Hyde is filled with more, to me at least, memorable and lovable characters, a chilling setting, and obviously, the Hunger Games, I guess, could be a little bit of, I mean, everything that went on there, man, it's just horrible. But this is very, not paranormal, but it's along those lines of, not everything, and there goes Poppy, not everything here is entirely human, and it's unfamiliar is the thing. Because I feel that unfamiliar, I'm sure you guys can hear her padding around. She's pacing. I'm not letting you out so you can bark at rabbits. Those poor rabbits. They just want to run around in the yard. Poppy, leave it alone. Anyways, it's not, I feel like unfamiliar things in a horror novel make it so much more scary because your imagination kind of fills in the blanks, right? It's kind of like with the Blair Witch Project. The story takes place in an abandoned amusement park where 14 characters are meant to hide for 7 days in order to win $50,000. It's a run-down, haunted, and it hides deadly secrets. And the amusement park seems like a hopeful opportunity until day by day, Mac, Ava, LeGrand, and Brandon seem to notice that something is amiss. Their discovery of secrets reveals that they were not brought to Asterion, the home of this twisted game, to get a second chance. Rather, they were brought here to die at the hands of a devilish monster summoned here in generations past to protect Asterion. I guess, too, this book does kind of include cultish groups, I guess, because this town is devoted to taking in people that are of the bloodline of the original 14 sacrifices to this monster, right? And they sacrifice 14 people every, what is it, 7 years? I think the book said 7 men, 7 women. I could be wrong on that though. But everything's like in sevens. And it's to protect, kind of like if you guys have watched Fear Street, how, what is it? It's not Shadyside's the Sunnyvale. Kind of like how Sunnyvale is protected by this curse, right? If you haven't watched Fear Street, I apologize. I just realized. Mm-hmm. kind of like that, where this town is just, it's weird, and you get a sense of that, but the characters kind of ignore it because they're so hopeful to get these new opportunities. A lot of them are poor, a lot of them don't have homes or families to go to. Some of them have trauma, like Mac and LeGrand, and, you know, you feel bad from most of these characters. Jaden is a different story, but whatever. I hate Jaden. Okay, throughout the book, he's basically sabotaging other people, even when they kind of suspect that something is amiss and that people might actually be dying because it's two per day get found, right? But then they find blood. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, there was no blood in our hide and seek. But if yours had blood and shoes that are bloody, then I would take that up with a therapist, you know? Because I feel like there's some trauma hidden deep under there that you should probably talk about and discuss. Because that's not normal. Normal hide and seek does not involve blood. Just FYI. So, you know, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, this isn't that normal. We should probably take extra precautions, right? And there's so many twists and turns with this book, too. You think, like I said, you think you know something, but you really don't. But I felt like I could truly connect to the vibrant cast of characters that Kirsten White created. Like I said, despite having 14 plus characters introduced almost all at once in the first few chapters, it was not hard for me to recognize them all throughout the frequent point of view changes in the novel. They're all so different and distinct and unique. That's the same word, just in three different ways. But they were so fleshed out. Like, they were not, obviously not real people, but they were so realistic. They all had their own backstories. They all had personalities, they all had hopes and goals and dreams and flaws that made them very, very recognizable and very familiar. And with realistic characters in an unfamiliar landscape and situation, White created an absolutely genius progression of fear, because you can see yourself in these characters. Even if you hate them, you can recognize, like, oh yeah, people do stuff like that all the time. People are selfish and will do stuff like that. So it really, really added to the fear that I felt while I was reading this, because, like I said, I could see myself in some of those characters. I could look at one of them and say, oh yeah, I relate to that part of that person. And also, too, the evolution of relationships in Hyde added so much to the plot. It raised the stakes, because at the beginning, you know, you just choose your favorite character, I guess, and you just root for them to win. You know Mac is probably gonna win, right? Or survive, because she's the main character. But you don't really care about the rest of the characters yet. But once they start forming bonds and they start forming relationships, and you see Mac and Ava looking at each other all cute, it was adorable, you guys. You root for them, and then you get sad when there's a possibility that might be taken away. It added so much. Like I said, it raised the stakes so much, which really made me get more involved in the novel. And I have never, I know last review, Big Dark Sky, right? I said I wanted to see that as a movie. I want to see this book as a movie so bad. It would make the perfect movie. But I just think, like I said, think Hunger Games mixed with Winter's Edge Hollow, mixed with Fear Street, mixed with, there was something else, but I forget what it is. But there's another thing too. Just imagine all these things mixed together into this perfect concoction of horror and suspense and mystery. I would die to see this on screen. I've never been more serious about wanting to see a book turn into a movie. Like, how can we make this happen? Because I want to see it happen. Because also, too, I forgot to mention, Kirsten White's writing style is just beautiful, and it perfectly fits the feel of this book. It adds this chilling layer to it, and kind of sucks you in, right? It makes you feel like you're a part of it. And also, the way the author explored characters' trauma while incorporating it into the plot was fascinating and made me admire the characters even more. It was so realistic and so raw and human-like that I fell in love with these characters and got my heart broken. But it's fine. This is what happens when you read books, especially horror books, where you know, like, at least one person's gotta die. Otherwise, is it really a horror book, right? But it was so good. Like, I have never been more serious about seeing a book be a movie. I know nobody in the movie industry, but I will, or even can you imagine a TV show where each day is a different episode? Like, am I a genius or am I a genius? I think I just cracked the code, you guys. I'm I know absolutely nothing about making a movie, but like, it would be so good as a show or a movie, or I just want to see it on screen because it will make me love the characters even more. It'll make me, even though I already know what happens, I still want to see it again. Because personally, it's harder for me. Like, I can rewatch movies all day long. I've watched Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island 50 million times. I've watched Stranger Things 50 million times. Doesn't matter. But a book, I can't reread, and it makes me sad because I just can't get through it again. And I just love this book. Every single thing about it was perfect. Like, I have zero complaints. Actually, that's not true. Hated Jaden, but that was supposed to happen, okay? And then I love, love, love this book. It is so good. I honestly cannot gush enough about it, but for the sake of you guys, I will stop. And that is the end of my review of Hyde by Kirsten White. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first, then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading!